The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
And over in Psalm chapter 91, look what it says here. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But this disease shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold, see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, come on, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, and they're gonna what? Prayer's kind of been looked at as a mystery. You'll see that it's not really a mystery at all. It's just truth. Once you got revelation, revelation brings you right into faith. You don't have any doubt when you can see it. So revelation lets you see it, so doubt will go away and faith will come. I want you to see what's happening behind the scenes. Because if you don't know what's happening behind the scenes, your faith may give out. From a realm with no time. And I have been placed in a realm of time, not to be subdued by time, but to be a master over time. Do not look for feelings. It's a trick. It's designed to draw you back in time so the devil can negate your faith. You can't feel faith. Faith is a spirit, and it's a force that comes out of your human spirit. For you to get action from God, you're gonna have to leave your flesh. I don't care what doctor's report was given to you, your faith can move the professional's time. Adam and Eve were in the garden, and as you know, what happened was Adam and Eve sinned. And when that happened, it was catastrophic for all eternity. I mean, in terms of man's positioning with God and how Jesus had to come back and redeem mankind. But when he sinned, he went from living from the inside to living from the outside. Now, when I say that, I mean this. I mean that he was communicating with God. He was one with God. The Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Adam was one with God. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Now, he's talking about how you should be and how it was meant for mankind to be. So as you look at Proverbs chapter 20, and in Proverbs chapter 20, he talks about in verse 27, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, what is he saying here? God will use your spirit to guide you. So it's meant to be that your spirit be your guide. Your spirit be your guide. Now, God, of course, would be connected with your spirit, so your spirit would be guided by God, and you'll always end up in the right place. Now, Adam then was living from the inside out. He was a spirit. That's what he was. He had a soul and lived in a body. The body was, Paul calls it, the house. Now, from the fall, mankind went from living from the spirit to living from the body. Now that's significant. We're no longer led by a spirit. And over in Romans chapter 8, I think he said, they that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So now mankind is living from his body or his senses. The senses pick up data, they communicate it to your mind, your body has a response. Now the spirit is cut out because it's dead to God. And that's why people have to be born again. Okay, because for you to be hooked and connected back up with God, you have to be born again. So while a person is not connected with God and their bodies are their guide, then they're in trouble. And one of the biggest reasons why they're in trouble is because of the fact that Satan rules over that realm. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 that Satan, that old devil, deceiveth the whole world. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. Go even further in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. It says that we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. In other words, the whole world, another translation says, is under the control of the evil one. So the whole world, why? Because Satan is the god of that world. Little G-O-D. He's a god. So nobody can beat him at his world. For you to be able to conquer him, you're going to have to go up to another world. You're going to have to be hearing on another level. All right? So because he rules in that realm and he's a deceiver, well, he's deceived people, and they're living according to the information that's gained through their body, the five physical senses. So now, because of that, it was the birth of what we call education. Education. It's learning. So Adam didn't learn before. He discerned. You don't learn in heaven. You discern. Whole new thing. So in that, Adam felt from revelation to information. And from discerning to learning. That's why education was never meant to be put out here without God. Okay? Now, because of this, mankind's perceived limitations were his body, because that's as much as I could do or be, is according to my body, my mind. Well, let's look over here in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. Jesus came to them walking on water. And it says here, Matthew 14 and verse 25. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went into them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." Now, let me just stop right there. First of all, this is what I call breakthrough thinking. Breakthrough thinking. Shortage, scarcity, humanistic philosophy does not think like this. It's from another level. And even when you read scripture, Paul, the Apostle Paul, prayed for the church, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. This comes out of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of them, you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in the knowledge of him. Keep going. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the greatness of and exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Stop right there. So you can take this scripture and you can read it and read it without the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And you'll come away and read something, and what it would show you or what you will read is you will read exactly information. But then if the eyes of your understanding are opened, you'll see revelation. And revelation is the Word of God with light. And when light ever comes into your life, all struggle ceases. So the enemy wants to blind your mind so you won't see it and won't know it's there. So as you look at any of the scriptures in the Bible, first of all, before you read it, ask the Lord to give you understanding and revelation knowledge and receive it by faith and then begin to read the scripture. That's my advice to you.
Okay.
Now, here's Peter walking on the water. Now, or Jesus walking on the water. So the thought that Peter had was not a normal thought, because no physical man thinks that he can walk on the water normally. All right, let's check this out. Now, this is, you can see, this is breakthrough thinking. The thinking is coming from another, you can read information and you can say, hey, Lord, give me a revelation of this. What is happening here? See, what is happening here? Now, and he'll start telling you, he'll start showing you something and it'll give you, because God brought Jesus to demonstrate to you the potential you have. Got it? And it's already in you. God didn't come to make you, he came to expose you. Got it? So as you look at this, he said, if that be you, bid me to walk, come to you on the water, not swimming, backstroking, so forth, but come walking on the water. Now, again, there's two men here that we're dealing with because of the fall of Adam. And over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. So we got two men here. Who are they? The outward man, come on, and the inward man. Which one do you think was dominating when Jesus came to Peter walking on the water? Inward man, okay? And Peter then now is going to express the potential that he has through Christ to do the same thing. Lord have mercy. So he gets this thought from another kingdom. Same one that he got when he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Same kingdom. And he gets his thought and he said, hey, I can do that too. And so he comes and gets out of the boat, walks on the water to go to Jesus. Now, this outer man or inner man. So when we pray, what is that? Is that an outer man or inner man issue? Inner man. We're talking about the inner man. We're not talking about the outer man. Because we're talking about the the spirit inside of you that's connected with God that sees no limitations. We got to go here, saints. We got, just buckle up because we got to go. The limitations come through the flesh. But with God, all things become possible. There are no limitations. So I have none. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at verse 9. But as it is written, the eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that what? Love him. Now the heart of man is the natural part of you right there. But God has revealed them to us by his what? Spirit. Now this is a born again person. This is a good reason to be born again. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now watch this. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man that's in him? Your spirit knows all about you. Even stuff your mind does not know. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are what? Freely given to us of God. So for us to know what's freely given to us of God, we're going to have to get it from God. We can't get it from our senses because our senses and information don't know. They have been contained by the God of this world, and he's steady feeding in incorrect information so that you won't go after what God says is yours. You're going to have to get it from the Holy Ghost. All right, next verse. What things also we speak, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which who teacheth? The Holy Ghost teaches, comparing what? Spiritual things with spiritual. See, the spirit world is not the lesser world. The spirit world is a greater world. The greater power is in the spirit. The greater reality is in the spirit. This down here that you see, this right here is temporal. It can be torn up, decayed, whatever. Not in the spirit. Look at the next verse now. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what to him? Foolishness to him. Neither can he know them. Neither can he know them. Neither can he know them. Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. They're spiritually discerned. So the Holy Ghost is your teacher. See? And when you're dealing with God, things are freely given. Now, the way I'm going to have to get them transferred is that I'm going to have to get some faith, and faith comes with knowing the will of God, and it's no faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So once you got revelation, revelation brings you right into faith. In other words, revelation is the strongest asset to the school of faith. Revelation, once you got revelation, you can see it, and you're designed to believe what you see. So you don't have any doubt when you can see it. So revelation lets you see it, so doubt will go away and faith will come. Got it? Now, what it tells you is what's possible, what's yours, etc. So if I tell you this, I say this. Why don't you believe God? Your mortgage and your car will be all paid off. Now, right away, the natural man says, that's foolish. You're not making enough at your job. See, he's taken all of the reasoning that comes in through logical thinking, which comes in through the flesh, and comes in through all that reasoning and tell you, you can't walk on water. But what you're going to have to do is get your information from another source. See, we're going to have to tune out the flesh. Once you decide to walk with God, the flesh comes after the spirit, not before the spirit. So I'm telling you that you can have your mortgage and your car note paid off this year. Now, if you are battling with your flesh is going to tell you, why would this preacher tell these people that? Now, you are no different now than the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 13. Say amen to this. Let me show you something. This is coming into my spirit right now. I know I told you to turn to Numbers chapter 13, right? Look at Galatians, before you go there, look at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11, yeah. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, go over now to verse 15. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, watch this, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. So when God drops a thought in your spirit, don't ask your flesh what it thinks about it. Because you can walk on water. You can do things people who don't know God can't even do. God is trying to distinguish you. He's trying to have you to build a platform that people see you and know you from another place. And the church, we've got to stop letting the enemy naturalize or bring us down to the level of a natural man. You are in this world, but not of it. Now stop seeing them, talking like them, thinking like them. Come on now, thinking like them. Paul said, No. When I received the revelation, I didn't check with my flesh to say, is that true? All right, let's look at this. All right, look what it says. One in verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them and shall be heirs of salvation? Now, the word I want you to underline is for them, not to them. These are angels. And they're sent to minister for them. That's you, the born again folks now. And how much power do they have? Let's look over here in Psalm chapter 103 and verse 19 and 20. Let's just look what he says. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over how much? Everything. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the what? Voice of his word. So they're waiting on the voice of his word. And look what it said in Revelation chapter 22. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. Watch this. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, the angel now, seest thou do it not, for I am thy fellow what? Servant. And I am thy what? Brethren. And of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the what? Sayings of this book. You worship God. So don't worship that angel. So some people think, you know, the invisible world is not really real. The invisible world is more powerful than this world. And I know that when I acted in love, angels came and fought my battles for me. Say amen to this. And I'm telling you, you don't need to argue with anybody. Who are you going to argue with? Let God fight your battles for you. Say amen to this. All right, now let's go back over here to first I want to hit this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man, this is the body and the mind, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. This is that natural man now, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. I cannot take this book and read it with my ear, because my ear can't get over there. I'm telling you, your mind can't get over there. Your flesh can't get over in that spirit realm. That is a realm that is reserved for you and God. Only thing you can do with that mind is renew it. But it's coming after the fact. So I'm telling you, why not believe? I'm just talking about debts. I'm not talking about new houses. See, the tendency that we do is listen to the logic. See, it's all right to tune in on some of the business channels, but they're still operating under that old man. Amen. I got something new I can operate under.
Yes, yes, amen, yes.
I'm not limited to what they're limited to. I can walk on water.
Yes.
And you got to understand that. I mean, folks, if we get this thing down right, profit and loss, there ain't no such thing in the kingdom. There ain't no loss in the kingdom. There is no loss in the kingdom. There's only profit. You only going one way up. But we need to know how to appropriate this. So there are two people. An inner man, come on.
And an outer man.
Which one are you going to live under?
The inner man.
The inner man. Which one are you going to listen to and be led by?
The inner man.
The inner man. An outer man is there. The enemy tempts it. He tempts it in such temptations that are common to man. He's talking about the outer man. And so if you're not in that outer man, you can't be tempted. He can't get you. Because that outer man wants to set up its own kingdom and wants to do some things. But you keep Christ in the center, and the devil has had his day. Let's go to Numbers chapter 13. I hadn't forgotten about that. Numbers chapter 13. Now, remember, to the natural man, some of the things that I'm saying are foolish. That's the first thing you got to see. And the professionals don't accept the verdict of faith. Most professionals, because they're in the natural. They've been highly trained in something called education. And education didn't tell you you could walk on water. Education told you to drink it or bathe in it or do something else with it. But don't walk on it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And see, breakthrough thinking lets you think that. Because God can't move through you except to the degree that you believe in. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm not against education, but education was never supposed to be presented to you without God. Okay? All right, you still with me?
Yeah.
All right, here's Numbers chapter 13. Look what it says here. Now, this is what I want to show you. Now, I'm kind of Numbers 13. No, let's go down to 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Next verse. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came into a land whither thou sendest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, the cities of wall and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land to the south, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb sealed the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are what? Well able to overcome it. Why did they show them fruit? Just think about it a minute. Why did they? Now understand, the grapes were as big as what? Grapefruits. So you know that was good stuff. Why did they show them the fruit? Why would God inspire them to bring back fruit? Why would God want to show you the fruit? Now I'm going to tell you what he's trying to affect. Their desire. Their desire. You see, with God, your desire is very important. The Bible says in Proverbs 10 that the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Not wishful thinking. Not hope he does this, but desire. Desire means I'm willing to sacrifice for it.
Yes.
Yes. That's when you desire.
Yes.
It's akin to craving with a dope addict. I gotta have it. Does this make sense to you? So I'm desiring this. Now I'm going to work my way over into Mark chapter 11, 24. Whatsoever things you desire. Not wish for. I ain't giving you that. I'm going to give you something when your desire matches my desire. And a lot of times we don't desire things. And you got to work that thing up to the place that you desire it.
Amen.
No, I'm going to have this.
Amen.
Say amen to this.
Amen.
Remember blind Bartimaeus sat by the roadside begging? Yeah. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Now, notice Jesus coming by. He said, who's that? They said, it's Jesus. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. What did they try to do with him? We in service, man. What did he do? Why? He had a desire. When you got a desire, they can't shut you up. When Rosa Parks had a desire not to sit in the back of that bus another time, they couldn't make her sit there. And God did something with it. That enemy, watch this, does not want you to desire God's best. He wants you to desire crumbs because he knows for what God wants to do with the whole world, crumbs are not adequate. The Bible says in Luke chapter 16, a beggar sat by the gate of this man's house and he begged for crumbs every day. He desired to be fed with the crumbs. Well, God will give you the desires of your heart. If you desire that, that's what you will get. And I'm telling you, I'm through desiring leftovers. Hey, you give me your best. I want your best fruit. Come on now. I want your best school. I want your best dental care. I want your best medical care. I want your best weave. I want your best. Whatever it is, you give me your best. Now, the reason why you can ask for the best is because it's freely given. This is not something you have to pay for. I want to get that in your mind. You got to get that in your mind. Listen, this whole earth, I showed you last time, the word dominion has to do with rulership, lordship, stewardship, ownership. And you are an owner with stewardship responsibility. Boy, that's a mouthful right there. Jesus got this earth back. He did it through conquering the devil and stripping him of everything that he had. Then he got it back and gave it back to you. Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I am an owner. Look what it says in Psalm 105 and verse 44. This is just one scripture. Look what it says here. He gave them the lands of the heathen. They didn't buy it. He gave them the lands of the heathen. Watch this. And they inherited the labor of the people. All the labor the people put in building the house, and you got it? He's telling you, I've freely given it to you. I got angels that's going to help you get it. And you're still trying to find something wrong with it. If God says you got something, believe him. And don't ask your flesh nothing about it.
Tell it.
Look what he says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You can't know yourself as a child of God except the Spirit tell you. Then look what the next verse. If children, then you're heirs. Heirs of who? God. What is an heir? Somebody that received some inheritance. Am I right? But your inheritance came from who? God. How much does God have? Everything. Everything. Now just stop right there. Don't ask your flesh. Because this is the book. This is the truth. Everything else is a deception. I refuse to leave here with some of my stuff in somebody else's hands. If God says it's mine, I want it, and I want it now. That's called desire. But if you don't desire, pray the Lord, pray the Lord. Can you loan me $5 till Tuesday? Man, you ought to be out of that business. The church is not to be pitied. The church is people ought to admire the church. Wow. Now, if you don't want to keep it all, you don't have to keep any of it. You can take care of every one of them orphan kids over there in Uganda. Every one of them. But at least receive your inheritance. He came back with fruit, grapes as big as grapefruits. And this is what they said. We can't do it. He's trying to light the fire of desire. Let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able. They didn't know how they're going to do it. But the first step, you got to say it. Because if you don't say it, angels won't hearken to your voice. You got to say it. Look at Luke. Look what he says here, and this is verse 36. This is Mary again. And behold, my cousin Elizabeth, as she has also conceived in a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, what? Nothing. Are you with God?
Yes.
See, the moment you consider money, then you're subject to start doubting.
Yes.
Don't consider money. I'm going to show you the scripture. God didn't put money nowhere in here. If you're believing for money, that's fine. But if you're believing for your debt to be paid off, don't think about the money. Think about the payoff. Think about a debt-free status. Say amen to that. Look what he said. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Here's these angels on assignment again. They're coming to somebody. Another reason I think they came to Mary? Because I think she was not only a woman of the word, but I think she had desire. She read that over in Isaiah where it said, a virgin shall conceive.
I bet she said most of her life, that's me. That's me. You ought to read something in this scripture and say, that's me. Folks, when a man came and told me, Pastor Winston, your airplane is in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. What do you think I did? I went over Ecclesiastes chapter 10. I've read it one time, didn't see it, read it again, didn't see it, read it again, didn't see it. Then the eyes of my understanding were enlightened. I saw verse 20. It said, a bird of the air shall carry your voice. I said, that's me. That's me right there. Right now, a bird of the air is carrying my voice. Now, an airplane is not a toy. It's a tool. I could not even get back here on Sundays if I didn't have it. That's how much God is using me. So I thank God for saying amen to that. Come on down here in verse 46. Lord have mercy. Now, Mary's about to say some stuff, and she's not even showing yet. And Mary said, my soul does what? Magnify the Lord. What does magnify mean? Make God big. He wants you to make him big. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me what? For he that is mighty, say it. No, stop right there. Hath what?
Done.
Not is doing. Come on. She's working the principle, folks. If she didn't do this, it wouldn't have been done. He has done great things. So now it says over in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who what? Quickeneth the dead. And what does God do? Call things which be not. See, I don't care if you acting just as crazy as you can be. God is still calling you a mighty woman of valor, a mighty man of valor. He still, see, he doesn't give up because he's a God of faith. So, Mark 11, 24, please. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you what?
Desire.
There it is. When you what?
Pray.
What do you do?
Believe
you've received them. Come on.
You shall have.
Do you see any mention of money in that verse?
No.
Just a thing. Don't believe the word about the thing. Believe the thing. Now, when are you going to start believing? Not now. It didn't say now. It says when you pray. See, now keeps moving. But when you pray, doesn't. Because you're going to start believing when you pray. Prayer's kind of been looked at as a mystery. You'll see that it's not really a mystery at all. It's just truth. Once you got revelation, revelation brings you right into faith. You don't have any doubt when you can see it. So revelation lets you see it, so doubt will go away and faith will come. I want you to see what's happening behind the scenes. Because if you don't know what's happening behind the scenes, your faith may give out. I'm born from a realm with no time. And I have been placed in a realm of time, not to be subdued by time, but to be a master over time. Do not look for feelings. It's a trick. It's designed to draw you back in time so the devil can negate your faith. You can't feel faith. Faith is a spirit, and it's a force that comes out of your human spirit. For you to get action from God, you're going to have to leave your flesh. I don't care what doctor's report was given to you. Your faith can move the professional's time.
Take a look behind the scenes of your faith in action when you negate the fears that attempt to stop your answered prayer in Pastor Winston's life-changing four-disc series, The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 2. To order on CD or DVD, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Now it's your outer man that can be tempted or deceived or misled by the enemy. Now what we have to do is we have to come out of that outer man into that inner man. Now the outer man meaning your flesh, the inner man meaning the real you, the spirit, you have to come into that spirit realm so that you can really deal with the forces of evil and also be able to be in contact with God. Because that flesh can do nothing. And Jesus, remember when he was tempted of the devil, the enemy tempted him and tempted him in that fleshly realm. But Jesus said, wait a minute, it is written. Notice what he did. He went to the Word of God, which was in his spirit, that man shall not live by bread alone or whatever, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what we have to do is we have to remember in prayer, it's an inner man or inner person issue. I call it inner man because that's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4 and verse 16. It's an inner man. So when I'm praying, my spirit is involved in that prayer. And when I pray, I believe that God hears me. Why? Because I'm going to pray the Word of God. Now, it may not get my flesh to feeling good about it. It does. My flesh wants to cry, wants to say something, you know. Well, I'll cry a little bit now. God, you know, if you just... No, that's not. God hears faith. That faith makes prayer work. Prayer doesn't make faith work. So if I put that faith behind my prayer and I pray this thing, let me tell you, God hears me. And if he hears me, I know I have what I requested. Praise God. This prayer is a powerful thing because it's a foundation of everything working in the kingdom in your life. Well, until next time, this is Bill Winston saying, I'll see you and keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.